Today's training is one in which I think will change your life almost as much as shifting a paradigm from I am to I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? The way things are getting done are these small habits. And small habits every day create big outcomes, and it creates the compound power of my greatest habit, or my greatest characteristic, or my greatest superpower, which is consistency. Consistency and compound outcomes belong together. When we're looking at creating small habits, we have to realize that success is never an overnight story. It's a daily decision. I daily practice the daily values and daily execution models. I am a 7-day-a-week coach. I am on call 7 days a week. Anyone that I work with can call me any day. In fact, anybody can have 5 minutes a day from me. And understanding the compounding impact, the compounding outcomes that are created from the daily decisions, that's why we should focus in on the daily, so that we can create this unbelievable journey, this unbelievable human experience that starts when your heart starts and stops when your heart stops. We live in a world, as Scott was mentioning earlier, that is obsessed with big moments, viral videos, major wins, breakthrough deals, billions. But the real greatness, it's built in the shadows. It's built in what you choose to do every single day, enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit pursuit of your own potential, every morning before the world wakes up and every night after it goes to sleep. I've learned through my own journey, from building a 9-figure businesses to losing everything and rebuilding it all, that this expansion and that most transformational force in the universe is consistency, not intensity. The small habits that, if done every single day, and having the capability to enjoy what you don't like or don't love, or other people don't like or love, but so you can do it every day, can completely not only rewire your mind, but rewire your future. If any of us have ever felt stuck or overwhelmed or inconsistent with the person you know you're capable of becoming, this training is your blueprint. All you got to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and I'll send you this blueprint today, and we'll send you whatever else you need in order to get to where you want to become. The first lesson of small habits and big outcomes is the invisible force that shapes you. The most powerful drivers in your life is your intention. What you do, say, think, feel, and believe. And your thoughts, energy, and habits are unseen. If you want to change the results in your life, the loops that you're in, the thermostat that you're set at, no matter how hot you get, you go right back to the same temperature. No matter how cold you get, you go back to the same temperature. You have to change the inputs behind the curtain in order to effectuate a change in your temperature. So many people I work with wake up early to scroll on social media instead of taking intentional action, wasting the opportunity that discipline provides for us in these small habits that become great outcomes. 96% of what you do is subconscious or unconscious to you. If we don't reprogram that behavior of intentionality, we are unconsciously creating the same thing, the same outcomes that are misaligning or accelerating, aggregating, compounding us in the wrong trajectory, or creating divine detours for us. Interference between us and the divine, interference between us and the infinite amount of energy, inspiration, intelligence, intuition, and information that is available to you at all times. We must constantly audit our first 10 minutes every single day. the two most important small habits that I have are at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day. And I maximize, though, and audit those first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes of every day, because that's where the true infinite lies. I want to put myself in a position. And when I say beginning of the day, I know you all are thinking about morning. I'm thinking about the unwinding routine to put my mind, body, soul in a position to recover and access that information, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that is infinite. And so I audit the last 10 minutes with an unwinding routine to put myself in a position to recover and to access. And then when I wake up, I put myself in that same position with my first small habit of the day to transcend the information, the intelligence, the inspiration, and the intuition that I have received, or better yet, that I have been given so I can receive, by putting myself once again in a position to receive it, so then I can ask for even more all day long. Make sure you have identified the two most important small habits of the day, which is the unwinding routine and the transcending routine, that can optimize us for the divine direction, to allow those detours to become divine and allow divine time to give us those big outcomes that we desire by taking care of the small habits. Utilize awareness of the clues, the patterns, and the choices, the cues, and the triggers that will interrupt the thermostat, the old patterns, the bad voices that lead to bad choices. Change them to good voices and good choices in our lives. And those choices are in the small habits every single day. And if they're not habits that need to be facilitated or active on each and every day, then make them a hybrid non-negotiable and make them every third day, every week, every month, or every year in its own importance and reality. Remember, it's an invisible force that will shape your life. These are the powerful drivers. Make sure that you take care of the two biggest but smallest habits. An unwinding routine and a transcending routine are two routines that will create big outcomes in your life. The second lesson in small habits, big outcomes, is the compound interest of self, of I am. We often chase breakthroughs while ignoring the daily steps that make them possible. Small improvements done consistently yield exponentiality. They yield exponential results over time. This is why I created the 1,000-step practice. For any of the big outcomes that I want in my life, I make sure that I know that it's going to take a small 1,000 small steps, number one. And two, I don't know how long it's going to take. So many people tell me it always takes more time and more money, more energy, more effort than I ever imagined. No shit, Sherlock. Because it's the small habits that create the big outcomes. So for all of my big outcomes, I use 1,000 steps. Now, I'm happy to send you the 1,000-step diagram and exercise to help you realize what I'm talking about. What am I talking about with small habits, with big outcomes, understanding how breakthroughs truly occur with daily small steps, daily small habits? Well, there's one guarantee in the 1,000-steps philosophy that I have, that big outcomes occur in 1,000 steps, and we don't know how much time, energy, and emotion it's going to take. But what I do know in the 1,000 steps is it will take 90% of the time, 90% of the emotion, 90% of the value, effort, money. It'll take 90% of everything you got to get to 250 steps. That's what small habits do. They're exponential in nature. And so people in a linear lifetime don't understand the exponentiality and the exponentiality of time in the infinite of the inspired, intelligent, intuitive nature of this small habit to make big outcomes. So just as if we start our day with an audit of an unwinding routine and a transcending routine, we now have to realize that our big outcomes will occur in 1,000 steps and we don't know what it's going to take or how much time it's going to take to get there, other than it's going to take 90% of everything to get to 250 steps. We also know that each one of these steps are a different size. Some are broken, some are slippery, some are muddy. We also know that sometimes we have to take 3 steps back to take 5 steps forward. And we also know that we don't know how much time it's going to take to get to 90% of the year. But we do know perspective-wise, relativity-wise, in a meaning that any big outcome that we want and desire will take 1,000 small steps, 1,000 days, or sorry, not days. It will take 1,000 steps to get to where we want to be, to a big outcome. And we also know that in order to get there, it'll be 90% of everything we have to get to 250 steps. The thing that we must remember, remind, and recollect in 1,000 steps is that after 90% of giving everything, 99% of the people have quit already because they don't stick to the small habits. They don't stick to it. Somebody needs to mute. I apologize, but I'm getting some feedback on here. So you have to understand going into the 1,000 steps to receive and be given the big outcomes that is 99% of the competition, 99% of the people are gone after you give 90%. Now, of the 1% left and the 10% of what's needed to get to the other 750 steps, of that, in the nature, in the math, in the physics of exponentiality of big outcomes, we now only have to give 5% of the effort, time, emotion, and value of the 10% that's left to get to 500 steps. The saddest thing about those 250 steps is, yes, it took far less time, emotion, value, and money to get there, but yet, because of relativity and perspective, 99% of the 1% of the people that remain quit as well. Now we're at the 1% of the 1% who are still able to receive, the big outcomes. And of the 1% of the 1%, it only takes 5% of everything they got, everything that's left. It only takes 5% of the time of everything they got in order to get to 1,000 steps. And that is why very few people get big outcomes and why most people fall within the thermostat and remain back at the same temperature they were at. I work with so many people writing down their priorities every morning. And within 6 months, they double their team productivity just by paying attention and giving intention, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, and writing it down. What is important to them, their productivity, their accessibility, and their gratitude double within their team. By paying attention and giving intention, we create the coincidences, the coinciding of this invisible force on the universe. We don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of your systems. We don't rise to the level of your goals. We don't rise to the level of your dreams. We fall to the level of your systems, of your small habits. Not only must you dream about your goals, but you have to apply the why of Goya. I haven't talked about the law of Goya in a long time. I think it was John Assaroff from the movie The Secret, when I was doing Beyond the Secret on Netflix. John said, yeah, I'm not really a big fan of the law of attraction. I'm more a fan of the law of Goya. I said, whoa, that sounds like it is Beyond the Secret. And John said, it is. I said, what is the law of Goya? G-O-Y-A. He said, get off your ass. You're damn right. You got to get off your ass, especially if you're creating small habits every day. Because the simple things to do are simple not to do. So you got to get off your ass. Apply not only the laws of attraction, the laws of responsibility, the laws of perception, but none of it happens without intention. And intention cannot happen unless you apply the law of Goya. Get off your ass. Go ahead and choose some micro habits that support your big outcomes. Understanding the 1,000 steps. I'll send that to you, David@meltzer.com. The exercises, guides, always, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. And we want to eliminate the bad habits that are compounding and interfering with us exponentially as well if we are interfering every day. Remember, how do we define good habits? Good habits are aligned with the good voices and the good choices. It's aligned with where we want to be or better. And the bad habits are aligned with the bad voices and the bad choices, and they interfere with it and send us in the wrong direction or back down to our thermostat, our temperature, our unconscious competency. Make sure that you are utilizing compounding interest of self. Lesson three to make those small habits big outcomes is intention is greater than motivation. Motivation is like rocket fuel. It'll get you up, get you back up. It'll get you started and get you back started, but it ain't getting you to the moon. Motivation fades. Intention lasts. When our habits are connected to our core values, our daily practices, our execution model, then we can enjoy what other people don't like or love, enjoy what we don't like or love, and consistency becomes easier and easier and easier, more fulfilling, more passionate, and purposeful. It is amazing what we can do when we learn to enjoy what we don't like or love. Life will tell you all its secrets. The core values, practices, and execution model become easy because we've disciplined and dissolved the dis-easy between us and the infinite connection that we have to the infinite information, infinite intelligence, infinite intuition, and infinite inspiration. Through intention, we access it. But motivation will get you up and get you back up, get you started and get you back started. It is rocket fuel. It will get you up, but will not get you there. So many founders that I work with align their morning routines with their purpose. They remind themselves, for the sake of what? Far less reactive and more centered in a decision-making process based upon values, practices, and an execution model which they've created, with the non-negotiable behaviors and the ability to prioritize negotiable behaviors that are circumstantial each day, notating that the only thing that isn't circumstantial each day is time. The incremental time between the time your heart starts till the time your heart stops are 24-hour increments that are guaranteed in your future, except for the last day of your life, obviously. Do not let the meaning of the past cast a shadow or limit your self-image in that linear progression. Utilize that linear progression in order to create a compounding impact to create big outcomes for the big outcomes that you want. And by knowing your why, it won't be enough. By applying your why, it will be. And you will not apply your why unless you know for the sake of what. I'll be happy when will not be enough. To apply our why, to have a try me, not why me, to have a desire that you must be what you can be, knowing your why is not enough. So don't ask yourself your why, because the thought about your purpose is your purpose. What we do say, think, feel, and believe aligned with where we want to be or better, and applying our skills, knowledge, and desires to that in alignment with what's doing well, what's stable, and I think is doing well, will create these small habits that will create these big outcomes. We need to practice what's important to us and apply our why for the sake of what. I remind myself all the time when I can't find my purpose or I don't have the thoughts about my purpose, when I wake up and say to myself, I do not want to live by my non-negotiables. I do not want to spend a minimum of an hour a day on my health. I don't want to spend a minimum of a day with my family. I don't want to spend a minimum of an hour on my finance. I don't want to spend a minimum amount of time studying my faith or my relativity or my time. I don't want to do it. I need motivation. I need to get up, get started. I need some rocket fuel. So I have to be able to use my five daily practices to say, know your what, know your who, know your how, know your now, and apply your why. Know what you want in a divine direction, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. Know your who, fastest way to get to where you want to be. Know your possibilities and probabilities. Know your who you can help and who can help you. Know how you're going to get it done within the context of 24 hours today with non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, analyzing the circumstance and prioritizing within, knowing our now, notating in the 1,000 steps, which is available to you, david@vmeltzer.com, within the 1,000 steps, knowing our now, 100% of the things we do now get done, and 100% of the things we do next get done as well. That will allow us to apply our why. Are our habits aligned with our values, practices, and execution model, or are they aligned with your thermostat? Intention is greater than motivation. The fourth lesson is the shift of the paradigm. We all want to create big outcomes. I'll be happy when that big outcome occurs. But for the sake of what? For the sake of I am, and what am I doing to interfere with it? We need to clear the interference. We need to go ahead and dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference between us and that infinite potential that we have according to the inspiration, intuition, intelligence, and information of infinite nature. Most people don't lack potential. Are you kidding me? Nobody lacks potential. Nobody. You are born, you have potential in your human experience. You're just interfering with it. It's not about doing more, not about doing less. It's about understanding, what am I doing to interfere with it? What disturbs, disempowers you, distracts you? Are you surrounding yourself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas? Just sold my book with Simon Schuster. It'll come out in the Super Bowl. It's called Don't Do Business with Dicks. It's about the voices internally and externally and the choices that are made according to the voices that we rely on, and the relativity of those voices and the association of those voices in our lives. And of course, understanding how we are fed by those voices or bled. So many people, so many leaders, I should say, who stop multitasking during their calls. How many times have you been on calls or been in meetings and people are distracted, disturbed, disempowered by an interference and don't understand why the relationships are suffering around them, whether at home or at the office? How often are you looking down, not looking people in the eyes? How often are you looking down, not looking people in the eyes, and understanding how that impacts your performance across your human experience? We don't need more tools. We don't need more tools. You got everything you need. I promise you, it's insane how many tools we have. You don't need more tools. I really don't care if my Amazon package gets here during Amazon days faster than it used to. I don't need more tools. But what we do need is fewer excuses. Fewer excuses. We need more gratitude, more forgiveness, more accountability, more inspiration. We can use the Cancel, Clear, Connect, which I'm happy to send to you, or the book that I have that it contains that for free. Email me. I'll sign it, send it, ship it with any of the exercises or guides, and teach you how to cancel all the negative voices, how to clear the subconscious mind and connect to your higher power, your higher purpose, your higher source in the quantum, in the unconscious competency in which you are coded to do and to be and to become. Reframing all negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings and beliefs and patterns and choices in real time. We can replace all the reactive habits with the inappropriate responses. We can replace the reactive habits with the inappropriate responses with an intentional pause, the appropriate pause, the appropriate response of I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? Utilizing non-negotiables and negotiables, understanding those within the context of sleep and, of course, health and family and finance, faith, relativity, and time will allow us the time to remind, remember, and recollect the reflection, not just the execution. We need to stop, drop, and roll. We need to remind, remember, and recollect. I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I exist not within a thermostat, but with an infinite amount of heat and cold. I am. What am I doing to interfere? That shift the paradigm and clear the interference. The final lesson in small habits and big outcomes is another mathematical equation. We went over the mathematical equation of luck, that what I pay attention to and plus what I give intention to. What I pay attention to plus what I give intention to, what I do, say, think, feel, and believe, equal the coincidences, the coinciding, the consequences, results, and outcomes, the big outcomes in my life. But another one is the equation of freedom. The equation of being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want. The equation of inspiration. It is faith plus discipline that equals freedom. It is faith plus discipline that equals freedom. It is faith plus the small habits that equal freedom. This discipline, these small habits without faith will burn you out because the interference will overcome you. Faith without the small habits, without discipline, will lead you to illusion and delusion. It is faith without discipline or small habits that will lead us to slavery. But when you combine faith and discipline of those small habits, of doing the simple things, knowing that the simple things to do are simple not to do, we unlock our potential. We accelerate, aggregate, compound exponentially those big outcomes of what's most important to us and become a beacon for others. We liberate others with our light. So let your light shine so bright, so that we can utilize the 5 daily practices, which I will send you, david@dmeltzer.com. Know your what, your who, your how, your now, and apply your why. So many parents that I work with, they pray, they journal every day, and they build the inner peace, the ease. That becomes the anchor for their entire family's growth, not only today, but generational health, generational wealth, generational happiness, generational worthiness. It is a faith plus the discipline of those small habits. It's the consistency and service for others that accelerates the big outcomes, the compounding results, that accelerates and aggregates those big outcomes, those compounding results. Lower the bar, start small. Use the Michael Jordan rule if you have to, for the sake of. The Michael Jordan rule, by the way, for me, is if I don't want to do something, well, let's say working out, which, by the way, it happens many, 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 many times. I wake up and say, I don't want to. And then I tell myself, well, Michael Jordan's waiting there for you to work out with you. And if I would go because Michael Jordan was waiting for me in any activity, then I'm doing it without him for the sake of my generational health, wealth, worthiness, and happiness. We need to share our commitment with everyone. We need to walk the walk, not talk the talk. We have to illustrate and illuminate the consistent, persistent pursuit of our own potential in order to liberate other people with theirs. We have to utilize a mathematical equation of freedom, that faith plus discipline of small habits equals freedom. We need recommitment, reflection, recollection, and remembrance with something bigger than us that protects us, promotes us, loves us, perfects us each and every day more than our mom. Ask yourself, is this small habit aligned with who I want to become, what I want to become, with how I want to get there, with what I can do now or next? Is this aligned with applying my why? And if it is, then it's a good habit. And if it's interfering with where you want to be or better, it's a bad one. Finally, we need to remember the mathematical equation of freedom to do what we want, when we want, with who we want, for as long as we want. It is faith plus discipline in these small habits that will equal that freedom, the big outcomes that you desire. Here's the truth. Small hinges swing big doors. Small hinges swing big doors. What are your small hinges? What are your small habits that will swing your big door? You don't need to climb the whole mountain and end up like the myth of Sisyphus that Camus writes about in The Stranger, pushing a boulder to the top of that mountain just to have it roll back down to the bottom. You just need to take the next step. You need to create the next small habit. You need to understand what's non-negotiable, negotiable, and circumstantial and non-circumstantial, and utilize the mathematical equation of consistency, of learning to love what you do and don't like, understanding the simple things to do or simple not to do, creating aggregation, acceleration, and compounding effect to create the big outcomes. And when your habits are aligned with your values, with those five daily practices, with your execution model, and you utilize those disciplines of those small habits and combine it with faith, with your purpose, and the thoughts about your purpose, we become unstoppable. Not because we're perfect, because we are present and persistent and consistent and enjoying it in the pursuit of our potential. Remember, remind, and recollect that the universe rewards behaviors aligned with where you want to be and better. It rewards that small habit. It won't reward just ideas. It won't reward just potential. It won't reward just motivation. It won't reward just one of the attentions and one of the intentions. It will reward the behaviors of what you're paying attention to by illustrating it in a small habit with discipline and including or adding the intention of all I do, say, think, feel, and believe in that small habit. Each and every day, it responds to attention plus intention equals coincidence, the coinciding of the universe that shows itself with consequences, results, and big outcomes from small habits. The invisible force that shapes your life, the most powerful drivers that we have, the compound interest of self, notating intention is greater than anything else, especially motivation. Don't just get up, get started. Don't just get back up and get back started. Clear the interference. I am generationally healthy, happy, wealthy, and worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Notate the mathematical equation of freedom to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want, by paying attention to. And here, disciplines of small habits plus faith will equal that freedom. Our challenge is simple. Get started. Get up. Pick one small habit and make it non-negotiable. Utilize the Michael Jordan rule if you have to. Align it with where you want to be or better. Align it with your divine direction. Align it with the future that you want, not what other people want. What's missing, what you don't have, and do it every day and learn to love it every day. Even learn to love what you don't like, don't love, or other people don't like or love every day. Track it, share it, be accountable, responsible, participate in the perception, forgive it, be grateful for it, be inspired by it, and you will create compound outcomes. I would suggest to start with the easiest and fastest and most impactful small habit that creates the biggest outcomes, which is called gratitude. Include it in your unwinding routine and your transcending routine. Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, and I promise you, within 30 days, your life will change forever. No one on earth disagrees how powerful gratitude is, and it's simple to do. But remember, the simple things to do are simple not to do. It is the small habits that create the big outcomes. Vote for what you want. Vote for your future. Vote for everything you desire in an infinite world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And the way that we vote for it is with our small habits, one day at a time. Let's vote for freedom. Let's use faith and disciplines of small habits to equal that freedom. I ask you all today to vote for yourself with small habits to create those big outcomes. This has been the Small Habits, Big Outcomes training, the compound power of consistency. I should say superpower. If you like the exercises, guides, or books mentioned today, including this training, they're free. You just have to email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Join our text community, 949-298-2905. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.